All right, here we go. My name is Jeff Kay, and you're listening to episode 50 of the West Virginia Surf Report podcast. Remember a few years back when the United States Postal Service, also known as the USPS, claimed or announced that they're thinking about shit. They ran up this trial balloon. They said, we're thinking about shit cannon Saturdays. We're not going to deliver mail on Saturdays anymore. We're just going to go Monday through Friday. Everybody's like, I don't like the sounds of that. But there wasn't this giant outcry because nobody cares about anything anymore except for stupid shit. People care about stupid shit, important stuff like that, where the mail, everybody's like, whatever. I mean, but that was like, 3-4 years ago. I don't know. I can't judge time anymore because I'm elderly. And anyway, so now fast forward to today and Amazon, who runs the universe at this point, they said, I don't think so. Not only are you not going to shit can Saturday, you're adding Sunday. So better start making adjustments now because you're going to be delivering packages on Sunday because that's what we want and that's what we demand. So that's what's happening. Yesterday I got my, which was Sunday. As I record this, it's Monday. Yesterday on Sunday, I received my replacements box set, which was released on Friday, and I don't know. The thing was the original delivery date said it was Wednesday, which was inexplicable, and I might add, unexcusable. Why, like almost a full week late, past street date? I can't. You know, the reason why you pre-order something is to have it on street date, and that didn't happen, but I don't know what they did. Maybe like fired up. They had a meeting at one of their sweatshops at Amazon. I don't know. But anyway, I got it on Sunday. It's great. Can't wait to get deep into it. I mean, I've listened to the first disc multiple times. Love it. I don't want to talk about that because you guys don't. And nobody gives a shit about music. I should rephrase that. Nobody gives a shit about somebody else's opinion on music. There you go. All right. Today I thought I would, this is the 50th episode of the Surf Report podcast. I don't know how many I did with the Jeff Kay Show. Still feels like it was in the 70s, right? So I've done a lot of episodes. And this is the 50th one of this one. This one, I shouldn't even talk about this. I'm trying to have a little bit more of a theme on the Monday shows. So this one, I spent a little time. I wrote down some things. And what I want to talk about is, all right, bear with me on this. This is basically opinions. All right, so everybody, I don't know how to explain this. It's things that people say. There's a general opinion in society that these things suck. But I'm not so sure about it. I'm not so sure these things suck, even though everybody, their automatic go-to is, yeah, that sucks. And I don't know if it sucks or not. I don't think it does, as a matter of fact. I'm here today. I'm going to list some things that I spent maybe 30 minutes, which is a lot. Historically speaking, that's a lot of prep that I did, 30 minutes. And I made a list of some things that society says. I mean, people just automatically, as a reflex, say, yeah, that sucks. That's a piece of shit, you know? And then, but I don't think they do. Anything on my list, there's one with a question mark after it, and I'll get to that later. But everything on my list that I'm going to present to you today are things that society believes, that people in society believe suck. They've decided, as a group, as a mob, I might add, That's more accurate. As a mob, they've decided these things suck. I don't think they do. So controversial? I don't know. I could go the other way. It would be much easier to make a list of things that society says is good, is great, which do suck, in my opinion. That would be an easier list. This one was a little bit difficult to put together. I mean, if I did it the other way, I mean, I could probably sit down and fire off 100 things in like 10 minutes, you know. Could probably have 100. It'd be like number one, Chicago-style pizza. You know, that's what I'm saying. That kind of thing. But this is the other way. These are the things that society, as a mob, as a big, stupid mob, has decided these things suck. But I don't think they do. I'm not saying they're the greatest things in the world, but they don't suck. All right, so let's start down the list. All right, number one on my list here, and I got three of them that kind of go together, so I'm going to lump them together on this. And I could put them under even a larger umbrella, but I could say chain restaurants, but there are some bad chain restaurants. All right, so I can't really say that, but I'll give you three that people automatically say is shit. These three, I think, receive more grief than just about any, and I don't think any of them suck. Number one, Domino's Pizza. Is that controversial? Remember a few years ago, they went through this whole thing where they had these TV commercials where they were saying, you know, we're sorry that our pizza's terrible, that it's garbage, it's just trash. I'm paraphrasing. Well, we fixed it. And ever since then, that stuff's not bad. Again, I'm not saying it's as good as like some corner mom and pop pizzeria. You know, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying for what it is, it's pretty damn good. And the price is right. They have this three toppings. That's pretty damn good. Large. You have to order it online, and you have to pick it up. That's the deal. But it's available all the time. It used to be like a Monday through Friday lunch special. Now it's just anytime you want it. So that thing costs $7.98. Thing's fantastic. You know, that's a good deal. It's a good pizza. I'm not saying that it's the greatest pizza in the world. I'm just saying it's better than some others. I could tell you that much. And for the price, it's pretty goddamn good. Is that controversial? Whatever. Another one, Olive Garden. What is the hatred of Olive Garden? Man, people hate Olive Garden. I think they believe it makes them seem like connoisseurs. You know, I'm a man of the world. How could I? I could never. You know, Olive Garden, I don't even like Italian food, all that. I don't know. It's probably not true. I like Italian food, home cooking. If I'm in a restaurant, I never. So if we go to Olive, I don't really like to go to Olive Garden because it's Italian. Tony loves it, and the kids love it. And I love, you know, they love Italian food. I'm a little less enthusiastic about that whole scene. But whenever we go there, it's good. It's like surprisingly good. I don't know. I always hear these stories. All they do, that stuff comes in on a UPS truck, those entrees. They just heat them up in a microwave. I don't believe that. I don't care if it is or not. All I know is it's pretty damn good every time we go. And we have a good time every time we go, which is not often. But Olive Garden, I think that gets a bad rap. And I think it's almost universally hated. Although, you go to one and it's packed all the time, so I guess it's not universal. But, you know, I'm talking about the loudmouth hipsters. The people who think they're just smarter than everybody else. And then it's one of those things, it's one of those virtue signaling things. I can't be lumped in with the masses on this thing. You know, I'm a cut above. I'm apart from the standard everyday human. You know, I can't. So that's one of those things. That's one of those things you have to say if you're cool. You have to say that Olive Garden sucks. Another one, Taco Bell. There's a lot of grief on Taco Bell, and there's a lot of talk about their diarrhea. You know, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot, whenever there's like a, you know, if there's a picture online of like, you know, a place on fire or, you know what I'm saying? Or some terrible explosion. You're like, maybe somebody had Taco Bell for lunch, you know, that kind of thing. There's a lot of Taco Bell humor. I don't know. Things, there's a lot of, I don't know. It gets a lot of grief, Taco Bell. I think it's less than Olive Garden, but it's up there. It's one of those ones that people like to make fun of and say it's garbage and all this stuff. It's not garbage. It's really good. The only thing I'll tell you about Taco Bell is it's there's a reputation that it's cheap. People believe this. I think people believe this in their hearts that it's cheap to eat at Taco Bell. It's one of those things. You can go in there with a $5 bill and feed a family of 12. I don't know. That might be an exaggeration. But people always say it's cheap. It's not cheap. Go in there at things like $9. It's the same as going to Wendy's or something. So it's not cheap. I don't know why people believe that. And also, I don't know, it tastes good while I'm eating it an hour later. I'm like, did I have dinner? I don't remember. Because it feels like I haven't had a goddamn thing. So it doesn't stay with you. At least it doesn't stay with me. Of course, that's, you know, because you're in there like blowing up the bathroom, I guess. Apparently, as soon as you eat Taco Bell, you just have to go in there and just like, there's like fire shooting out of your ass, apparently. According to popular culture. I don't know. I like Taco Bell. Better as a lunch. It's not really that good. It's also good back in the day. I don't like saying that phrase, but back when I was out on the town drinking it up. Nothing better than stopping by Taco Bell after leaving the bar. Man, that's perfect. That's perfect for that. It's perfect for lunch. Not good for dinner. It's not hearty enough. You'd have to spend $27 to get like a full. Okay, so Taco Bell's next on my list. So you could probably say chain restaurants. There are people in this world that say, I haven't been to a chain restaurant in 12 years. You know, that kind of stuff, that's fine, whatever. I understand what you're saying, and I don't disagree. There are plenty of mom-and-pop independent places that are probably better, and I'm not saying, you know, I don't disagree with that, but I think there's a level of animosity towards the chain restaurant that's unfair. That's all I'm saying, so I don't know if that's controversial or not. But anyway, so moving on from the chain restaurant. There are some bad chain restaurants, so I thought about just saying chain restaurants, but that's, you know, there are some bad ones. So that's not, I just wanted to zero in on those three. All right, another category is vacation spots. Myrtle Beach gets a bad rap. There are a lot of hipsters in this world who mock, turn up their nose, roll their eyes, sneer at the idea of Myrtle Beach. And I'm not proud of this. I used to be one of them. I mean, when I was a kid, my parents took us there all the time. We had a blast. It was a great time. I loved it when I was a kid. But I just, you know, by the time I got to my 20s, I thought, well, what do I know? What did I know when I was a stupid-ass kid, you know? That place is a tourist trap. There's nothing authentic about that. That's just a money suck for the lowest common denominator. That kind of thing. All right. So I had pretty much through my entire 20s, I had that opinion, which I don't know what that was based on. That's just another thing. That's just one of those things where you're like trying to set yourself apart. I'm not immune to that. And so I had that opinion through my 20s. I had a look down my nose at Myrtle Beach, even though I loved it, you know, when I was a kid. Every year we went almost. So then, I don't know, my kids were real, really little, and my parents used to go. My parents used to have a place there. And they invited us one summer to come down. And we made the trip, and both of us, Tony and I both, were like, this is not going to be. You know, this is not good. My parents were paying for us. They were paying for a place for us to stay. So there wasn't a lot of risk as far as money goes. But we had this opinion, snooty, nose in the air. And we went down there. It was great. It was like one of the best. I mean, it was just so much fun. It was just full-blown. It was a party. The place is like the whole city in the summertime in Myrtle Beach is just like a nonstop party. And I'm not talking about MTV, you know, spring break. I'm just talking about, it's just everybody's in a good mood, and there's wherever, you know, there's anything you want. The food is, the food is great. There's a lot of drinking if you want that. There's other stuff if you want that. Pretty much anything you want, you can find it there. And it's beautiful, too. Right on the ocean. I mean, God, it's like one of the best beaches in the world. I was going to say America, but I'm going to say the world. Beautiful. Great place to go. So ever since then, we're like, well, that place is kick ass. And we've gone back repeatedly. So Myrtle Beach, put that on the list. Something that's maligned often. They call it the Redneck Riviera, which I don't appreciate. There's a place down in Florida, too. I can't remember what it's called. It also gets called that. And I've never been there. Probably unfair in that case, too. The Redneck Riviera. Talk about dismissive. Ugh. Another one, Las Vegas. I don't know. I didn't have an opinion on it. And when I was working out in California, my boss's boss, loved Vegas. And whenever we'd have some kind of a meeting where people had to fly in, he would always have it in Las Vegas. So I went to Las Vegas many times. We always stayed at the Treasure Island. I don't know why. I don't know if the company had some kind of deal with them or whatever. But we always stayed there. And so I went there several times when I worked out there. And then Tony and I went there last summer. Great. Again, like Myrtle Beach, anything you want, they have it there. And it's running wide open, baby. That place is wild. So, you know, if you're not into gambling, which I'm not, if you're not into the shows, I'm not going to go see Donnie and Marie. I mean, are you serious? But there's food, there's drink, there's anything you want is there, literally. Whether you are a little kid or you're 85 years old, doesn't matter. It's all there for you, and it's great, and it's fun. It's just, it's like a parallel universe you can escape into. I'm all about Las Vegas. I give it two pudgy thumbs up, all right? It gets a lot of people are like, that's a plastic, you know, it's a Disneyland, basically, is what, it's a Disneyland for adults, and, okay. Have you ever had an original thought in your head? All right, the rest of these are singles. These are, actually, there's another category. These two things that I'm going to talk about next, I don't know, these are things that people maybe above the age of 45, 50 even, might know. Anybody below that age, probably like, I don't even know what you're talking about, you know. But I'm starting to come up with these references that are super dated. Notice that. Like, I come up with these references, I say stuff, and people are like, I don't know what you're talking about. It's like if I heard somebody say, that Cab Calloway, he's overrated, you know. Jimmy Durante, what a piece of shit that guy is. Be like, what? Jimmy Durante? You know, so I think I'm in that category now. This is what I am like the one talking about Cab Calloway and Jimmy Durante and that type thing. So the next one on my list, Lynyrd Skynyrd. What do you think about that shit? Lynyrd Skynyrd, all throughout my life, people hate them because it's one of those deals. Okay, I used to call it at my website. I used to call it the Skynyrd effect, where somebody doesn't want to like something, because they don't want to be lumped in with the other fans of that thing. You know what I'm saying? So Lynyrd Skynyrd had one of the worst, in my opinion, one of the most off-putting fan bases. We're talking about, you know, guys in wife beaters and wispy mustaches, long greasy hair, shouting, doing that rebel yell, hooting and hollering, drunk, just a bunch of hillbilly meth heads. You know, this is what, when you think of Lynyrd Skynyrd, and it's probably not fair either, but that's what comes to mind. You don't want to be lumped in with that group. All right, Lynyrd Skynyrd, the original, I'm not talking about whatever, I don't even know what that is now. There's some group out there calling themselves Lynyrd Skynyrd. It might have like one original member in it, but it doesn't matter. The lead singer and the guy that wrote all the songs and the guy that sang all the songs, yeah, he died in that swamp, 1977 or whatever year it was. He's dead. So the day he died is the day Skynyrd died, in my mind. And I do call them Skynyrd because I'm so familiar with them. Anyway, so Lynyrd Skynyrd wrote, that guy, Ronnie Van Zant, was the leader of that band. Guy was a great songwriter. If they'd have stuck around, it would have been one of those deals where he went off and did a bunch of solo work, and it would be like folky, you know what I'm saying? Be more of a folk, acoustic guitar type deal. Be writing all these great songs. And then he would always go back and record a new record with Lynyrd Skynyrd, and he would have like this parallel universe where he would be critically acclaimed as a solo artist because he was a great songwriter. He really was. And then he could do the rocking thing with the Skynyrd band, but I don't know. There's this whole thing about with the Freebird and all that stuff. People automatically hate anything to do with Lynyrd Skynyrd because they don't want to be lumped in. So that's another one. Another one, sort of in the same category. If you're below the age of 45, you might be like, what? What is this? I don't even know what this is. Cabin Boy, this movie that was made in, I don't know what year, in the 90s. Chris Elliott from became famous on the late night with David Letterman, made this bizarre film, and it was automatically hated to the point where it made people angry. And for years and years, and even now, people say, what's the worst movie ever made? And there will be somebody that says Cabin Boy. For some reason, it's just an automatic response. It used to be, I don't know, there used to be these other ones. I can't remember. But there used to be automatic response. And then it got updated to Cabin Boy. And maybe that's probably died off by now. People don't even know what that is. But for a long time, Cabin Boy was considered to be, that was the automatic reply. Worst movie of all time. Are you kidding me? That thing is hilarious. I've watched it probably 6, 7 maybe even more times in my life. Own the DVD. Thing is hilarious. All right. So you can take that out. You can take that bullshit idea and pack it up your ass. It's a great movie. Well, I don't want to go so far as to say it's a great movie, but it's entertaining. It's hilarious. It's fun. So that's that. So the rest of these are standalones, and I don't know. Some of them are more controversial than others, but I'm gonna power through them. Reading. There you go. What do you think about that? Reading. There's a lot of people that say, I just can't read. I just go, as soon as I open a book, I just fall asleep. You know, well, okay. You got some kind of problem? You got a tumor? I don't. So reading. There's a lot of people that make excuses. There's reasons why they don't read. You know, they have these excuses why they don't read. Some people just come straight out, I don't have the attention span for such a thing. Okay, well, that's not something to brag about. All right, but anyway, reading gets a bad rap. Reading is great. I love reading. I don't even know how you could live your life without reading, but I think probably 90% of the people do. Am I wrong? Next on my list, black jelly beans. Oh, yeah. The licorice-flavored ones. Those things are a delight. They're a treat. When you're eating, like if you're eating these, what do you call those things? Jelly bellies. If you're eating those things and it's just a mixture of all these different flavors, whenever you get a black one, man, that'll put a spring in your step. It's like one of the best, if not the best. And people hate it for some reason. People are always saying that they hate the black jelly beans. They're full of crap. Another thing that's gets a bad rap, office gossip. Man, that's awesome. You're like, somebody says, hey, did you hear about, it's like, no. What do you got? Let's go. I'm rubbing my hands together. Let's go. What do you got on this deal? You know, awesome. Office gossip. I guess the part that becomes a problem is if you pass it along, if you're receiving, all right, receiving I can't even say office gossip. Office gossip. If you're a receiver, that's good. But if you're a transmitter, that's where the problem. I try not to transmit. I try to just receive. So I like that part of it. But you know, people have to say, oh, that's just, you know, everybody says that. But it's good stuff, man. It's fun. You know what I'm saying? Another one, the smell of a skunk while driving or just, you know, outside your house. I love that. I love that. That's almost like the black jelly beans. Kind of smell, you know, it's kind of like the black jelly bean of smells. People say that's the worst. I mean, people are always like going off about that. That brightens my day. When I'm driving down the interstate at night and it smells real like skunk, I'm like, ooh, that's good. That's good. I like that, you know. So skunk smell, that's underrated, gets a bad rap. And the last thing on my list here, and I don't know what to say about this, because I do hate this place. So it does suck in my opinion, but on the other hand, they do really well. And I'm talking about Walmart, right? I can't stand going in there because of the clientele. It's almost the Skynyrd effect. It's not so much the store itself, because every time I go there, they have what I'm looking for. You know, if I go to Target, there's a 50-50 chance. Like I told you the other week, a couple weeks ago, I went in there, went into Target, trying to buy contact lens solution. They didn't have it. So I have to go next door to Walmart, which is what I was trying to avoid to begin with, and it happens all the time. Like if undershirts, like these undershirts that I wear, well, you know, they don't have them. They don't have what I'm looking for. They have some stupid brand I never heard. It's like thin, some hipster, you know. I'm not wearing, you know. So you end up at Walmart getting shit like that. Socks, you know what I'm saying? They have, there's just certain things that Walmart does better than anybody else. And I end up going there all the time against my, I don't want to. I don't want to go there. But it's the logical place to go. And they always have what you're looking for. And the prices are generally better. So what they do really well. It's the other people that are shopping there, which makes it terrible. All these, you know, just, you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm talking about. Yelling at their kids across great expanses. They walk through the door and they all go in a different direction and they yell at each other. It's just shouting, you know, Colt. Their kids are named Colt and Colton and, you know, these kind of things. Yelling. Kid's like 9 years old. He's got the sleeves cut out of his shirt. He's got his hair dyed blonde, you know, and he maybe has a rat tail. God, you know what I'm talking about. I can't. It's very difficult. It's very it's aggravating, and it's always packed and it's full of trash. But they have what you're looking for. So I don't know. Would that go in that category where the world says it sucks, but it doesn't? I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm on the fence on that one. So, all right, we're near the end of this thing. I hope you enjoyed it. I did a little bit of advance work on this one. Was it any better? I don't know. We'll have to. I'll leave that up to you guys to decide. Hope you enjoyed this. This is the 50th, so it's an important episode, I guess. If you want to hear number 51, which will be out Thursday-ish, you can do that, but only if you sign up for a $4 or more patronage over at patreon.com. That's patreon.com/JeffK. Sign up for a $4 or more monthly donation. They call it a patronage, which is semi-pretentious, but that's what they call it. Had nothing to do with me. And if you want to do that, you can do it today. It helps me a great deal. And as a thank you, I do an extra episode every week just for the patrons. So if you want to hear two of these episodes every week instead of just one, it's easy to do. Patreon.com/JeffK. Sign up today. It can be any amount above $4. It has to be $4 or more. It'll unlock the audio. So do it today. Also, we have a phone, a hotline that you can call anytime you want, 24 hours a day, 570-290-8151. Again, 570-290-8151. Call it 24 hours a day, leave a message, ask a question, make a suggestion, whatever you want. It doesn't matter, and I might use it in a future episode. I've used almost every one of them. A couple of exceptions that I'm not going to go into right now. But, you know, if you want to be a part of the show, it's easy to do. 570-290-8151. And we're at the end. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you guys have yourselves a fine, fine week. It's back to fall. We had this mini short little summer where summer come roaring back for a couple of days, and it was like in a freaking oven. God, super humid. Ugh. But seems like fall's back, so that's good. Bring it on, baby. I will see you guys again on Thursday over at Patreon. And then until then, you guys have yourselves a fine, fine week. I'll see you. Bye. Care about stupid shit.